We're going to do something that that the Baruch Shalom planned for us to do on Purim. Over the years, this meridian this year, we've been always learning things for Yontif. When it comes to Erev Yontif, we take a break from the regular limud and we learn something for Yontif. But I did not want to interrupt the learning of the Sefer with his Baidudus Sugir. So Hashem brought it about that we're up to page Mem Beis in the Sefer. Everybody has it. You don't have it?
I get from the second dose.
Don't have any more.
No, we have coming up.
We're getting it.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. So we're on page Mem Beis. Page Mem Beis. And let me just tell you what this is. This is all part of the Pesach, of the Hakdamah to the Sefer. But this is a very unusual thing. The Megillah is called, in the Megillah itself, it's called, in the Chazal, Igeres HaPurim. It's a very strange thing. Igeres HaPurim. The letter. Igeres is a letter. The Purim letter. Igeres HaPurim. And we know that there were letters that were sent around, as we're told in Megillah Esther. Igeres HaPurim is the letter of Purim. And that affects halacha, that it should be read like an Igeres, the Balkari opens it like an Igeres, and so on. And the Mechabi here, we're going to begin in a minute, the Mechabi here begins the Sefer with an imaginary letter from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to us. A letter from Hashem to each and every one of us. Because really that's what the Megillah says there is. Those two Sfarim in particular, Tehillim and Megillah Esther, every single word in Tanakh is speaking to each one of us every moment of our lives. But Davke, Tehillim and Megillah Esther speak in the most remarkable and direct way to each and every Jew. Tehillim and Megillah Esther. That's what the Sfarim tell us. Now the whole Yontif of Purim, the Mulhus of the Yontif of Purim, for those who dabble a little bit or a lot in the Kisvei Ari, it's called Yisod Da'aba. I'm not going to explain what that means now. Yisod Da'aba. That's what the Nes of Purim is. In the Olamus, it's called Yisod Da'aba, the Yisod of Abba. And on a simple level, Yisod Da'aba means that the love of a father, also means a mother as well, but the love of a parent, the love of a father is something which is the purest there is in the world. It's a love which is completely ainat tluya b'davar. It's a love that doesn't depend on anything. Haraya, every parent knows, and any honest child will admit, that even if the child has not behaved, and the child has even done some terrible things to insult the parent or hurt the father, whatever it might be, but b'shas ma'isa, especially if there's some sort of a sakana, if the child's in danger, if there's anything that the child is frightened about and so on, so then he comes running back to the father, and the father is not a shayla. The father will be mice and nefesh, will give his life up in a moment to take care of the child. And the Sfarim tell us that the nes of Purim comes from such a place. There was a problem in our relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Erev Purim and Shushan Habira, there was a problem with our relationship. It was a matzav of Anochi Haster Astir Panai Estam Natar Minayim. Anochi Haster Astir. There's a terrible hast upon him. Akedei kach that we were mavaz ourselves, that we went to the Suda of Achashverosh. Even he can say we didn't really have much of a choice, but it says in the Gemara that Nenu Misudas Shalaisav, that we had Hana, we had pleasure from the Suda. How could you enjoy such a Suda? Achashverosh was dressing up in the Big Day Kahuna. There were Kalim from the Beis HaMikdash just sitting on the table. Can you imagine? If, God forbid, there was a Sefer Torah that was on the ground, and we were invited to some banquet, and there's a Sefer Torah sitting on the ground, even if we were forced to be there, Hana you can have. You can have Hana from such a Suda. There's a Sefer Torah that's sitting on the floor, and Jews are able to eat. You're able to eat. So it's just a simon of the matzah that we were in. It's a terrible, terrible matzah. And we understand, we could try to empathize with our brothers and sisters back in Shushan, because Sof kol sof, the Churban was 70 years before. It was a major calamity. They were still not past the post trauma. This, right, they weren't past that at all. The trauma of the Churban Beis HaMikdash, they were not past that at all. We're still not past it. They weren't past it at all. And the 70 years, there's a promise that Hashem made through the Nevi'im that 70 years, and that it's going to be okay, everybody's going to come home, it's finished. And it didn't look like it. The Cheshbon didn't work out, and Achashverosh was making fun of the Cheshbonis that we had. Hashem had a different Cheshbon, but according to the simple mathematical Cheshbon, what's up, 70 years are over, Achashverosh is laughing, he's putting on Aaron HaKohen's begodim, and it's terrible. So we were in a place of unbelievable yeyush, of complete and total despair. We felt that we didn't have a father. That our father, we once had a father, and we said, "Baruchum Yisoyim Hayinu Ve'Ein Av." So says Necha, we don't have a father anymore. He left us. And Davka, the Nes of Purim, is a megala, what's called Yisoyd Da'aba, where there's a hezgala, so the deepest love, Davka, mitoch that matzav of where it looks like there's no love at all, because then Davka in Shushan, we cried out, Abba, and Hashem was there for us. Hashem was there for us. So the Father came, and he was there for us. And we know from the Gemara and the Medrash that when it comes to Purim, Rav Matl spoke about this a little bit at the beginning of the Shmuz the other night, that we see, but when it comes to the Igeres HaPurim, to this letter of Purim, that we find that the different Chacham, the Tanaim and Amorim, they would have Psachim, Pesach LaParshas, Bahai Pischa, Pesach, but they would begin their drashas on Purim with an introductory Pesach, which is unusual. And the one that the Rambam chose to define the essence of Purim in his Akdamah, that is Sefer Mitzvahs, is that Pesach that brought the Pesach of Ki Mi Goy Gadol, Asher Lo Elokim Krov Milav, Ka Hashem Elokeinu B'chol Kareinu Elav. Who is such a nation that has Hashem who's so close to us that when we call out to him, he comes for us. And the Rambam brings that down, that the whole Yontif of Purim is the Indian of Kabbalah Satfilas. The whole Mahus of Purim is that we thought that Hashem was finished with us. We thought that he doesn't care about us. We thought that he doesn't want to hear from us. And we were wrong. Because even though the child has been away for so many years, and he taka misbehaved, it was bad. But the father was always waiting for him to come home. He was waiting for a little bit of honesty, waiting a little bit for humility, and waiting for the child to make a move, to come back. And the Sram tells that the Igeres HaPurim is a letter, it's like a love letter, that Hashem sends to each and every Jew every year, the Igeres HaPurim. So let's learn. Bini. Zekama nichsef nichsafti. Now this is a letter that Hashem is writing to each and every one of us. It goes on for a couple of pages, this letter. It's a love letter. It's an Igeres HaPurim. Bini zekama nichsef nichsafti. For a long time, my son, I'm longing nichsef nichsafti. Him tanti, I've been waiting. Chikisi, I'm waiting. But dying ani mitzapa, and I'm still waiting. She tovoy life, that you should come back to me. She tesrape, that you should have this want, this you should want to, that you should to come to be with me. She teishev lefanai, to come sit with me. But tishbech es kol libcha, and to be honest with me and to pour your heart out to me. She tedabre elai keben hamischat lefnei ovi, to speak to me the way that a child speaks. In a way of imploring and tchina and so on, that he speaks to his father. Mispayisimo, to reconcile with the father, to make up with me. Misgageya leshevis lefanav, a son who is longing to sit together with his father. Velu rak b'shvil leshayis yachad, and only just to sit together a little bit. Im, together, eitzel, next to, b'tzila shloviv, in the shadow of his father. Va'ataloba, but I'm waiting for a long time, Hashem says, and you haven't come. Bataloba. So every person automatically thinks, what do you mean? What do you mean, ani lo bati? What do you mean, ani lo ba? I was just by shachus. just by shachris. I just by benching, you know, whatever, 15 minutes ago. I just by nashe yotze 3 minutes ago. What do you mean I haven't come? Vataloba. You haven't come. Ilia data kamer mozim shalachti lecha. Not only that, if you would only know, so you're wondering, how come I didn't call you, right? You're saying, how come I didn't call you? The father's saying, the son is saying, why, Dad, if you would have called me, I would have come. So Ilia data kamer mozim shalachti lecha. Do you know how many times I called out to you? How many times I was miramis to you? I sent you hints and messages, texts, WhatsApp, I don't know what the other ones are called. All the other ones are called. I sent you. You know how many I sent you? Facebooks, whatever they're called. Do you know how many I sent you? Kama Ramazim Shalachti Lacha? Hehurim Machshavas? What do you mean, Hashem? You called me? You know, sometimes you say to the person, sometimes it's not true, sometimes it's true. I don't know. I didn't see anything. I didn't see anything. It was Mamash the truth yesterday. Some Chassidish guy showed up and he said, I left you a couple of messages. I really don't know. I didn't see any, didn't hear any. Sometimes it happens, you know, but otherwise there are a lot of scarring with these things. But the son says, I don't know. And Hashem says, what do you mean? I sent you messages. So you imagine you take out your phone, you look on your text, you look on your WhatsApp, whatever you have there, you look and it doesn't say Avicha Shabashamayim. It doesn't say Avicha Shabashamayim. So you say, I don't know. I didn't get any messages from you. Ili dat kamer mozim shalach lecha. I don't send WhatsApps. Kadosh Baruch doesn't send text messages. Hehurim machshavos. I send you subtle thoughts and feelings, and sometimes they're powerful feelings and thoughts. Kisufim sheimisu aslavavcha. There were times that you felt these longing, that you felt the connection, and your heart was melting. Kilo bo me'aleim. Kilo, you think those thoughts came to you on your own? You're such an oisfaf, you're such a nothing. Your whole life is messed up. And you think all of a sudden you have these big hurray tshuva because you're a tzaddik? Because I'm calling out to you. I'm sending you messages all the time. Sometimes you hear them, sometimes you don't hear them. You think these are your homemade hurray tshuva? I sent you all the time. You think that came from the deepest part of your heart? I opened those up. I sent you hirhurim and machshavas, ramazim, different things. Klal mehechan bo. You had no idea who sent these. You had no idea where they came from. You thought that it was your own because you. Shemayim, your Zaydis, your Babis, whatever. You thought, you didn't think it was me. Mehechen bo, you never thought Mehechen bo. Ein bekeichach elahav and kama pu'ulay shaynas. You have no way to understand how many different things I did. Pu'ulay shaynas and muflos, and amazing things I did. Wondrous things I did. I see, ba'ilam kulay, in the whole world. Sometimes Hashem moves around different flights in the airport, or moves around the economy, different things that Hashem moves around for you. That it should come to a certain thing for you on that day, that moment. You have no idea. He says, come up, little shinus muflos, asisi balam kulo, that I did things for mamish. The whole world I changed. Hakol b'chtei l'ramiz l'cha. Was to be miramiz to you. To be miramiz to you. To hint to you. L'haidia. Tell you something, for you to think about something. Everybody sits day and night now, looking at all the Narishkeit from the ABC and the CDC and every single Rosh HaTavis, all filled with all kinds of distortions and scarb and all kinds of inyanam of Tavis and Mamanis, Alagit Zachen. And everybody sits all day and night looking at these things. What's the Kashbaruch Maramais to you? What are they a Muslim? What are we hearing? What are we learning from all of this? I'm begging people to stop with this. With all these things and to try to understand the Ramazan that the Rebbeinu Shlomo is sending you personally, the letter that he's sending you. Likra lecha, to call to you. Likra lecha. it's a wonder to me. I don't understand. How could it be that shuls open up and people are not coming back to shuls all over? I don't understand. How could it be that you came to the Maskan that the Baruch Shalom is not calling to you to come back to him? How could you come to such a thing? Also, there's a, I'm thinking about it a lot. A lot of us, we're thinking about it all the time. How, what, when? That's not for now. We're thinking about it. How could it be not to come back? What's him around? Is he a person that's so oblivious to the Baruch Shalom calling to us? Ad kidei kach. Limshech ayis chaylai. Hashem says, you know how many things I changed in the world to draw you back to me? Bahavoyisai sahavu, with ropes of love. Kirafti ayis chalitzadik helion vahanayra. I brought you into the orbit of this awesome tzaddik. He's speaking because of Rabbi Nachman. I'm sure each one of you are marchal him that he's a Breslov or Chassid. Everybody's okay with that. So he can't help himself sometimes. He wrote the Sefer for everybody, but, you know, he's a Chassid. So I'm perfectly okay with that. I'm sure you're also fine with that. Kiravta eschalit tzaddike elyon v'anayra. I brought you to come close to this, to this tzaddik elyon v'anayra, this awesome tzaddik. Sherish nishmas Yisrael, whose soul was the root of the souls of the Jewish people, the tzaddik of generations, Rabbi Nachman. Darkei neidlecha, and somehow, in some way, his path became known to you. Darkei neidlecha. Through his path, it became known to you. Darkei, through Rabbi Nachman, it became known to you. Al ha'etza mufla sheshma his baidus. That there's such an etza in the world, an amazing etza, that's called what? His baidus. Here we are. Talucha. So Hashem writes to each person who's learning this now. Talucha. Shu, Hashem says, you should know. Shu, you should know that Rabbi Nachman, Paul Etzli, the Rabbi Nachman was poiled by me. All of his crying, all of his begging, all of his davening, all of his tzidkas, all of his learning was poiled, Hashem says, by me. That any Jew that spends some time, doesn't have to be mamish an hour, we'll see. That any Jew that spends some time every day, doesn't have to be every day, but spends some time a week, every Jew that spends some time a week before me, coming to me with his baidus, v'yishbech es libo lefanai, and will pour his heart out before me, v'yisvade, and will say vidui, that's part of his baidus, v'yoshu b'tshuva, and to do tshuva. Yizkai dizei l'chol toiv. Rabbi Nachum was poil. Hashem says Rabbi Nachum was successful by me. That we worked out a deal. That if you sign up. That if you sign up for the program. For his baidus. The Rabbi Shlom says I signed on the program. So what? Yizkai dizei l'chol toiv. He bizarich l'chol toiv. And if you don't always see it in this world. L'chol toiv. Lo yiyah lov shum din l'mayla. Which Rabbi Nachum said. And the Rabbi Shalom signed together on Rabbi Nachman's request, after all his avoda, Rabbi Nachman was poiled such a thing to take away all the dinim from a person who lives in the way of his baidus. Aydezet tesuka nafshay ruchav nishmasay, and through his baidus, one will find a tikkun for his nefesh, his ruach, his neshama. V'chala oilemus atluyim bon, all the oilemus that are tolu on each person's nefesh, ruach, and neshama will have a tikkun through this avoda, through this etza of his baidus. And Hashem said to Rabbi Nachman, I'm asking, you will pile such a thing. Whoever is part of that program, I'm asking that these are the benefits. These are the benefits of being, some of the benefits of being on this program of his baidus. B'chol ha-ma'avarim sha'ovar alecha. Hashem writes in his Igeres HaPurim, and all the different things that you've crossed over in life, the different things that you've experienced. Shemarti alecha shloi tipol. I was the one that was holding on to you that you shouldn't slip altogether. You shouldn't fall. Shloi tishavir, that you shouldn't get broken by what you went through. I was the one that was holding you. In order that you should be able to understand that there's a derech, and this is the derech that I want you to walk upon. An amazing derech through which you could return to me, come back to me. get close to me. L'chape is to seek me out. V'limso you seem to find me. Page Mem Gimel. V'adayin loy basa. And you still haven't come. V'adayin loy basa. Loy b'mikre hezdamen l'cha liros es ha-sefer shekarasa. So the author, the tzaddik, that wrote the sefer, Rav Avraham Yitzchak Carmel, so he says, through this letter of Hashem, it's not a coincidence that his domain, that it came to such a thing that you're now sitting in front of my in front of this sefer, which we all are, or at least you want to sit in front of the sefer. You're going to get the sefer to sit in front of. It's Hashem. It's not a mikra. How did it come about such a thing? When each one of us was in school, wherever that was, wherever you were in yeshiva or in public school, in third grade, fourth grade, eighth grade, 10th grade, then yeshiva, there was never anything that would have been ever expected that you were going to sit in Tavshin Pei Aleph in front of this sefer on the 18th of his bayis. There was never such a thing. And you don't have to go back so far in history. It could be a month ago wasn't such a thing. Or 6 weeks or a year ago wasn't such a thing. So, lo b'mikra. So he's saying, there's a reason why from the whole world, you were brought to sit in front of this sefer now. Hashem brought us to sit in front of this sefer. Why did I decide that we're going to do this now? People have asked me earlier, years before, can we do this? And I said, it's not time. Why did it come to my head? I can trace it back to a certain inyan that happened this summer. There was a remiss that I felt was coming, having to do with this machla and with the chevra. But why did it come about such a thing? That whatever it is, that I'm here and we're in this place and we're learning this sefer or wherever they are, in other places learning. This entire sefer is this inyan of his baidus. The whole sefer is the inyan of his baidus. There are many, many, many other teachers and rabbanim in the world that you know who would say that this is not something we should do. It's a waste of time. It's bittul Torah v'chol v'chol v'chol. It's Hashem Yirachem. They should be talking to do tshuva together all of Am Yisrael. But I'm not one of those. And we're here together as friends. And the Baruch Shalom brought us such a thing together. Zu Hashgacha Pratis. You think Hashgacha Pratis is only when you make the wrong exit on the highway and you end up, you know, finding a Jew who needs a lift to get to Menachem Arav or something? Everybody likes these kind of stories. Zu Hashgacha Pratis. It's also Hashgacha Pratis. Come and see Buvim Sibavti. So you think, this is stop. You happen to dray into it. It sounds like an interesting shir. He says, come, an interesting sefer. Come and see Buvim Sibavti. You know how much I had to turn things around all over? You know how many dreidels I've been spinning, the Baruch Shalom says, to get you? Could be for 10 years, 15 years, the Baruch Shalom has been Masavav Sibuvim in our lives. All kinds of dreidels. Kama alman is hapcha beginda. How many worlds have been turned over for this point, for you to be with me in this inyan of his baidus? That you got stuck in a place, or whatever it happened, that you felt muchach to come to this and to learn this, whatever it might be. For whatever reason, you felt, I don't have a choice. I'm going to go do this. Nisharta v'shamata dibur mchamim kigach liyesh. You heard some fiery words from Torah, from Rabbi Nachman, from Tzaddikim. Not just from Rabbi Nachman, they say if it has a lot of Tzaddikim, not just Rabbi Nachman. But you heard mamish fiery words, mesukim gedvash, sweet like honey, naifes sufim, like honey, al his baridus, on the singing of his baridus. That you happen to decide that you're going to give it a shot. Listen, let's hear what this is about. I've heard about it so much. Not everybody that's running to Uman could be crazy. I know there's some normal people that seem to go. So, what is this inyan? And you heard some very beautiful, fiery words from Tzaddikim about his baridus. Al shvichas lev kamayim, about pouring one's heart out like water. Al hanachas ruach sheyesh li mizeh. Hashem says about the nachas ruach that I have from such a thing. When a Jew talks to me in such a way, in a very personal and intimate way, kadabi ish el reyu, like you speak to your closest friend. And you felt some kind of hisayrus when you heard these words. You felt some kind of hisayrus. Halev ha-boya shekibalta, and something set your heart on fire. Mat neschinim hain. You should know that you don't deserve it. From what you've done in your life, Moshe Rabbeinu felt that he was receiving a mat neschinim, a gift, and that he was unworthy. So mat neschinim, I sent you a gift. You're not... Why is it that you're getting this gift, and why is it that your cousin and your sister, your brother is not getting this gift? It's akasha. I'm not getting into that. Don't ask akasha, Hashem says. But it's a matnas chinam, because you're not worthy of this gift. That is by this. You didn't earn it. Zocha tishka chesatamoy is ha'orgav ha'gaguma kisufim she'sayru b'cha. Don't forget how many tears and feelings of gaguam. When it dawned upon you that this is something that is real, something that's important. You should know that every word that was sent your way to be ma'ari you, to awaken you, I sent those words. Those were gifts that I sent to you. To hear the teachings of tzaddikim and to be able to be ignited with those words. Hashem, I sent the shluch rahman. Those tzaddikim, they're my shluchim. Those words that I put into their pens, into their mouths, into their students' pens and mouths, they're shluch d'rachman, they're all my shluchim. Va'kol b'chtei l'kroi l'cha. Everything is b'chtei l'kroi l'cha. To call out to you that I had your name on this and I wanted you to be there and you're there. Lo'ero yischa, to awaken you. Because I have rachmanis on you. Because I have rachmanis on you. Because I love you, I have rachmanis on you. Rei, habeitna, look. Ata b'kishvanei secha, you're a talented person, you're a smart person. L'marata v'asakta b'noisei hezbaridus. And it could be that you've already learned, spent some time learning this inyan of hezbaridus. It could be you've learned already some of this. You feel that you really have gone through it carefully and you really have clarified the whole sugya of his baridus. Aburyai completely. Ati Adeya Samamaram, you already learned the mamaram in the different places in Lakuta Maran, Lakuta Halachas, and Lakuta Tfilas, and difference from other tzaddikim about his baridus. You feel you already have covered the material. Hatayres, Vasichas, oh, you've already learned the different tayres, you've learned the different sikhas. Atakra Yodeya. Hakol. You already know everything. Maybe some of the people who are sitting right now in front of the sefer feel that they already you're there. Hakol. Va'ani Hashem says, Yaitzucha b'racha, I'm the one who created you. She'elo li elacha. I want to ask you something. Madu achre hakol. How come if you know so much and you read so much about his baridus, and you know all the Torahs and the Sikhas and everything, you already heard about it, Ata Mischamek, why are you still avoiding me? Misalim, why are you still disappearing? Why are you still hiding? Mistater, hiding, Bayrech, running away. Ne'elo b'misalim imenu, disappearing, running away from me. Next page. So you're a big chocham, so you know all the Torahs and all the Sikhas. Say that. You're still hiding. You're just more of a you have a better education than you used to have, so you know more. But you're still hiding from me. Schorna bepamim hamaatay shekiyamtes aitza azu. Try to remember the few times that you actually not only learned about this, but you actually did it. You really worked at it. And you remember ayaz zochisil mesikus ilois. You remember that there was a mesikus elois, that there was unbelievable sweetness. La'enig ruchni, a spiritual tan, like a pleasure. L'kivus l'kim, a feeling of closeness to me. L'shtapchus ha'nefesh mikol ha'leiv, to an outpouring of the entire heart. Mikol ha'neshama, the neshama. Pisayim hiksa b'cho ha'argosh ha'shata b'emes yoshev noichev p'nei Hashem. Do you remember how suddenly it hit you? That you're actually sitting with me? Noichev p'nei Hashem. You're actually with me. I'm there with you. B'loy meisim, without anything else, niftuchu l'chama yonis ha'demoyis. without any preparation, without anything else, all of a sudden the wellsprings of tears began to flow, opened up, he began to cry. Halev shelcha hama goash, sorrow of his life. Your heart was like an earthquake, was like a volcano, a storm. Slahev was on fire. Libcha besarcha, your heart and your flesh. Ruchacha v'nafshecha, your ruach, your nefesh, yisroi mokulam, were uplifted. B'yikait eish, and a fire, l'havish l'heves, a fire, mitaflam fire, a fiery flame. If you could think back when you actually didn't just read about this, you actually did it, and you were living this way. Dalachai. So Hashem writes to us, you should know. Ein zu madregascha. You should know that you were not holding by that madrega when you felt that way. Who are you? You weren't holding by such madregas, a flam fire, a fire, tears. You weren't holding by these madregas. You're not big tzaddik. You weren't holding by such madregas. Aval ani avicha, ayahavcha yois mimashat yochel havin. But I, your father, love you more than you could possibly understand. Ahavas oilum v'havarab. Lachain ani oseh hakol. Not you, ani oseh hakol. Hakol. Ani oseh hakol. Bishvilcha lamancha. Because I love you. And I do all of this for you, for your sake. Biritzoi lahanig lecha zahagosh and hetzela shal tamu ikitay v'ashem. For whatever reason, again, it's Akasha, I chose you, and I chose to give you this hargosha, this feeling of tamur kitav Hashem, to taste how good it is to be close to Hashem of kirvas elokim. L'chein it'amti l'cha mituvi mikirvas elokim l'itav. Therefore, I gave you a good, fantastic taste of what David HaMelech was talking about, kirvas elokim l'itav. A taste of what the tzaddikim felt. I gave you that taste. I put a little spoon in your mouth. A sample. A sample. Like they used to have. I don't think they do it anymore. Certainly not by COVID. But they used to have. Remember there was a thing called a bakery? So they used to have. And there were special women called bakery ladies. The ladies in the bakery. There's a special type of a person that worked in the bakery. I grew up in Queens. We had there in G&I on Main Street. Those ladies with the string.
Yeah.
Pulling down the stick.
And the numbers that were always.
Then you had the strong ones. What?
What happened to 80? You press 80 or at 84.
Yeah. Nothing. When you want the layer cake, she puts the knife on the layer cake and you say, over there. And she always takes it like a foot further. Here I go, no. Over there. Yeah. So no, over there. This is a special experience. This generation doesn't know from it. I knew each of these old ladies. They're all Holocaust survivors. They had the numbers on their arms. What it was that Moshe, how's your mother doing, Moshe? Well, she's cutting an extra 6 inches. Tell your mother we bought it from the back. I said, but you didn't. Just tell your mother we bought it from the back. They knew my mother. They were afraid of my mother. They're also all Hungarians. Tell your mother I got it from the back. It's new. I said, well, you didn't bring it back. Just tell your mother. I took it from the back. It just came from the back before you walked in. Those bakeries. Yeah. So they used to give free samples. You know, they had that little tin. There was a new cake that came out, so they used to take free samples. So, you know, the Zuchamaki gave a marshal about how the person comes in, he's taking the whole thing. So the guy says, what do you do? He says, it's free. Yeah. No, it's only a sample. Hashem gives you his iris, but you have to work on getting the whole. You can't do that. It's just that I'll give you a taste. Tom, or we could have a chef. But you want the whole cake. You want a big piece. You got to work for that. You only get a taste. There's no. My father told me, that when he was in Budapest after the war, so it was still pretty hungry. It was a lot better. But it was still wasn't yet the way food as much as they needed. It was hard, and he was passing by a bakery. It was a Goyisha bakery. No Jewish stores. It was a Goyisha bakery, and it said on the window that the bread is free bread. It was a store, not a bakery. It was some kind of
restaurant.
A A restaurant.
He was coming to the restaurant.
It was a restaurant, and it said free bread. So he couldn't go to eat the food. But it said bread he'll have. It said free bread. So he goes in there, and he says to the guy, he says, could I have a loaf of bread? So he says to him, what do you mean you have a loaf of bread? So Fawcett says, it's free bread. He says, free bread? That means if you sit down and you order a meal, you'll get some bread. You can't come in here for free loaves of bread. And they, get out of here. Some Jew looking for a loaf of bread. He says, oh, he's, that's free bread. Yeah. So samples, you know, you can get. But the whole loaf, that's it's not possible. So Hashem says to us in this letter, I gave you a sample of Kirvus Lakim Litoiv. I sent you samples, and you went and you tried this by just a little bit, and you felt such a masikas, and you were crying, and you felt such a chaskas. I gave you a sample. You think you were zoicha for such a thing? You think you were such a madrega? I gave you a sample. Kol ze bechdeshet eskayavilai. Why did I give you a sample? Bechdeshet eskayavilai. You should come back to me. You should come close to me. Tevakesh, the chapis, you see, to go for the whole loaf, for the whole cake. You should look for me. Tichsayf, to long, to steikake, to skagayelai, to longing and yearning. Vaz esgalelech, and then I would make myself known to you in a clearer way, in a stronger way. Vanish shoel madua basi vein ish. And I'm asking you again. I came, I showed up, vein ish, and you didn't. Where are you? Karasi vein aina. This isn't possible. I called out to you. I sent you all kinds of remozim. I gave you samples. Ve'ein aina. Where are you? Lama. Why? Lama. All kinds of remozim that Hashem sends us. Rabbi Nachman says that sometimes the remozim come in a very sweet and gentle way, and sometimes if you don't hear those remozim, it can come in a harsher way. Sometimes you get mamash a kick in the stomach. I told you a number of times, it's a terrible story, Michael Meir, Erev Yontif. It's a terrible story, but it's a limud, a musa, mamish a musa. That there was a yid that I met in the summer some years ago, and he was telling me that, because I was there in the mountains, in the shul, and I was trying to make tikkunim with the talking, and in the end I just went to the Ashkan Minyan. I tried a few times to go to the 9 o'clock to see if I could be poiled something. I saw that I wasn't able to be poiled, so I went to the 7 o'clock, which anyway, I preferred being davening early. I went to the 7 o'clock where it was quiet. But this guy was telling me, I was talking to one of the guys like about the talking in shul, and he told me that in his shul in Brooklyn, that there was a young girl that was dying from terrible sickness, and in that shul, he said, in the shul where I was by davening, there was a tremendous amount of talking by davening. It was just terrible. And the Rav had been trying so many times, it was terrible. And some of the Chavim got together, and we decided to try to talk to the Olam that as a schus for this girl, that she should have a Arichas Yamim, that she should get better, so we'll be makabel upon ourselves here in the shul, not to talk without him. So a Jew wouldn't have rachmanis. So he said that the chevra, even the biggest, you know, talkers, everybody, you know, was masking me, and they were silent, and the davening was beautiful, and the rav was happy. So I was so, you know, this was like a great story, but it has a horrible ending. The horrible ending is that Nebuch the girl died afal pichein. They tried, but they weren't. The girl died, and the person told me the talking in that shul is worse than ever. He said, in the meantime, I've left that shul, and the one who's Rosh Kol Medabrim is the girl's father. The biggest talker in the shul is the girl's father. Hey, thank God he's still coming to shul after he lost his daughter. The biggest talker in the shul. So a person could be like, you can get kicked in the stomach, slapped in the face, and like karosi veinayna, just not to hear. Lama, so Hashem's asking why. Boilai, come to me. Shuvelai b'ni, my son, my child, come back to me. Shev imi bini, sit together with me, sit down with me. Imi bodad, not together with me and your phone. Not together with me and the minion. Not together with me and your chavrusim. Imi bodad, just me. Bad bebad, alone. And I'm telling you, and if you'll do that, I will bring you b'tzel k'nafai on my wings, eshbach ruchi alecha. I will pour my ruach upon you, you'll feel such a kibbutz alukib. I will pour my ruach upon you. Ha-mein da, believe, and know. Gam im leituch alekayim, it says, b'adidus b'ayfet ha-mushlam shal mishpat yishavadaas t'hila sedur, that even if you're not able to keep the hezbardus that you learned about, like all the different parts of hezbardus, you know, the full five-star, whatever, the best hezbardus, even if you're not able to do that, even if right now you're not holding by that, the big grand type of hezbardus, all the different parts of hezbardus that we're going to learn about. It's okay. Just sit down with me. Just go someplace quiet and think. Just two words. Oviata. Oviata, my father. You're my father. That's it. Two words. That's the whole limud from Corona. Those two words. I was talking to the girls yesterday in TMM. I went to speak to the girls. That's the whole Torah. Oviata. At the end of the day, this professor, Weiss-Gurnes, this doctor doesn't know anything. They're all good people. Doesn't know anything. This rabbi doesn't know what he's talking about. Nobody knows anything. Everything they said is like this, it's adlayot, like that. Nothing. Nobody knows anything. Aviata. That's all. All we know is the Rosh Hashanah, you're my father. Chutz from that, I don't know anything. I don't have any explanation. I don't have any thing that I could do to guarantee. There's a person that I was talking to the other day that was, after all these months, he's still angry at me for some of the policies that I were following here. You know, whatever. I thought already I'd get a reprieve after a year from this. This guy is like still hawking. So you know, how could it be? How this? I said, did you have? I asked him, did you have corona yet? He said he had it 3 weeks ago. How's that? You had saran wrap, tinfoil. I mean, you didn't leave the house. You only went to the kosher shuls, outdoors, open things. Everybody catching pneumonia while they're freezing in the winter, right? Making them more vulnerable to COVID. You did all that stuff. So how do you tell? And you're angry at me. And you had 3 weeks ago. You took every precaution, no? Everything you could do, you did. So he starts to fumble. He says, "What do you so that therefore means what?" So I said, "Look, I'm not arguing with you about any regulations. You have your doctors, your post, I have mine. I'm not arguing with the regulations. It's already, you know, that's already enough of that stuff. But look, if you think that you could be in charge of your life, and you think that you can keep that thing away, I don't even know what that is. Somebody said it's not even alive. I don't know how it gets around if it's not alive. But anyway." If you could stay away from that thing, then how did that happen? That a year I had it, I was zeicher to get it like the first week or two. I was zeicher. Oh, Hashem was good. It went, thank God it went well. It went fine. And my wife just got it 2 weeks ago. How did that happen? And my Shani, who's living with us, she still doesn't, she should be healthy, you know, all of us should be only healthy and well. How does that work? What's the seichel behind it? What's the science behind it? And every time I ask these people, that they go crazy. I ask them, tell me science. And they start saying all kinds of divorm. All kinds of things. Now they have people that say that the government puts in secret little things into the vaccine, and we're all going to get vaccinated, and then we're going to become followers of Trump or something. I don't know. Those crazy things. Crazy things. Mom's crazy things. And they talk like this, kilo some, and the Baruch Shalom is gone. Yisoyim hayinu ve'ainav. Where's the Baruch Shalom? Where? Who? What? Nothing. People that are sitting in terror and feel like there's no God. It's an amazing thing to me. With such pachadim and such feeling, so without the Rebbeinu Shlom, like there's no God in the world that like Rebbeinu Shlom's not here. How you can still get this sickness? How to deal with it when you do get the sickness? And who's the one who's in charge? Whether you do get sick, or you don't get sick, or you do get sick, if you're going to get better, you're not going to get better. Who's the balabas over here? That's not the limud. I don't understand what other limud it could be. These two words, aviata. That's Purim is Yisoid da'aba. Yisoid da'aba. The whole Yom Tov of Purim is Yisoid da'aba. It's an amazing thing. It came davka, this is what I was explaining to the girls yesterday. It came davka. I gave it this year, maybe I gave it to Stern College the other night too this year. That's why it's an amazing thing. It says, by Mordechai, V'yoymen is hadasi hi Esther, bas doidoi. Mordechai raised Esther, which is his mishpacha. What? Ki ein la av ve'ein. She didn't have a father or a mother. So the Medrash says that by the Churban Bayis Rishon, which was just 7 years before, by Churban Bayis Rishon, we were saying Yisoyim Hayinu Ve'Einav, right? We said we don't have a father. Our fathers are killed. Our mothers are, we're Yisoyim, we don't have any father in the world. We have no father. So the Medrash says, the Rishon says, oh, you don't have any father. Chayechem. You're going to see that the Goyal, the next Redeemer who's coming up, which is Esther, Ein La Av Ve'Ein. She's a Yisoyim. She doesn't have a father. But the difference between her and you is that she doesn't have any parents, but I'm her father, and she knows that. You think you don't have any father at all. You think you don't have a father. She is a Yisoyma, but she has a father. You're Yisoyma, you don't have a father. The whole Inyan that we're going through, the whole world, Avi Ata, you are my father. That's the Inyan of Purim, Yisoy Da Abba. And therefore the gula takes place through Esther Malka, ki ein lo av ein, who doesn't have human parents. Why does the Megillah have to tell us that? Or is it just some biographical information? Well, it tells us she was 5 foot two, eyes are blue, kuchi 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 ku. It tells us information about Esther Malka. We have to know that she ein lo av ein. You see, the whole gula is a gula yisoidah. You have a father. And at the end of the day, even if, God forbid, your parents can't help you, and your parents, even if they're not alive, aviat, you're not Yisayim. A Jew is not a Yosim. So the Gula took place through a Yisayim. And we see the Medrash, all of her davening was, I'm Yisayim, where shall I help me? I'm Yisayim. All of her davening. I only have you, I only trust in you. You're my father. Avi Yisayim Ma'at. It says in the Medrash, you're the father of Yisayim. That's how Esther Malka davened. You're the father of Yisayim. Because she felt that helplessness, she felt that vulnerability. She had no parents. Only a Yosef knows, God forbid, what that's like not to have parents. So she had no parents, but she had a father. Avi Yisayim, the Baruch Shalom is Avi Yisayim. She had a father. The whole Yom Tov Purim is this Indian of Avi Ata. You are my father. Davni, Avi Ata. Despite this, the whole Yom Tov. When she was davening, Kaylee was funny. When she went into daven, when she had to go to Achashverosh, what do you think she was davening? Where was she davening? She went to shul to daven. It says, why did this? She was davening, and Kaylee, she was crying out to Hashem, in her own words, crying to Hashem. Tova v'tikuli aviata, Rebbeinu Shlom, tata, rachem alai. Abba, tata, daddy, whatever you like, rachem alai. Gam im b'meshach, page mem hei. Don't worry if you can't come up with words. Don't worry if you come for his body and you don't know what to say and it feels weird. It's okay. Aviata. Yeshivosch lefanei. Just the fact that you came to sit alone with me. Hainayim v'alev. Oysem atanoysel. Like that you turn your eyes to me. Your heart and your eyes to me. Heimli lenachas ruach. Give me tremendous nachas ruach. Heim ikari hasibus. You should know this is the main reason I created the whole world, is that people should come and say, Aviata, they should come and to sit with me, to verbrenn with me, to spazier with me, to have some time with me. That's the whole reason I created the world. I'm still waiting for you. Nechsafti, the Baruch Shem says, I'm longing. Kshetigma likreis ha'agera says that when you finish reading this letter, don't say when I have time, I'll get to it. I'll get to the Hizbar some other time. Macha, tomorrow, Oichu, another week. Mucha b'laylo, or when it's quiet, late at night, don't push it off. Achshav, right now. Hayoyim in Mekolos Hashmo. Hayoyim, today. As it says, a positive Mekolos Hashmo. He's referring to one of Rabbi Nachman's stories on that. Hayoyim in Mekolos Hashmo. Azoyiv is kol asakecha. Go away from whatever you're busy with. V'isu kecha, what you're all distracted with and completely taken up by. Uboy elai, come to me. Uboy elai, come to me. Okay. Mitzvashem. Nach Purim, after Purim, we're going to finish the Igeres HaPurim. We'll finish this letter next week. Mitzvashem.